Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Paramatma Ki Jai. Gurudev Bhagawan Ki Jai. Satyasangha Ki Jai. We're on the cliff. The river's running. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Sun is warm, really warm and lovely. The wind is coming around. So birds will likely come and sing for us too. We will see. You and I on the cliff. Nothing better than that. Spring is coming. Even though it's already here, it's still arriving. Yes, it is. The birds are coming around now, too. I was looking at a couple of things. One is the mystic. The mystic. And do we choose our path, or does our path choose us? And when I was a child, I'll talk about my own experience for a moment. When I was a child, I was thrust into the Southern Baptist Church, where people sang and testified to Jesus and raised their hands and lived like that. And then I was thrust. What I mean by that is, I was put into that position without any question. I didn't choose to be put into that position. My grandmother took me to the little church, Southern Baptist Church, and my family later on took me to the Russian Orthodox Church, which my father was a Russian person. And as you might have heard by listening to the Tchaikovsky Hymn of the Cherubim, that music affected my soul. And there was all kinds of it, all kinds of hymns, and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I always saw stars being born in that music. And then, someone comes to my work in the park, and I meet them. And they begin talking about India. And I was enthralled by the stories and wanted to go. And there I went. And my first year there, I didn't meet Maharaji. I traveled around India quite a bit. In Rishikesh, I spent most of my time there. Second time I went, I was told to go and see this saint in Lakshmanjula. I did and never left. And I'm still sitting there today. My spirit is still roaming Satcha Ashram, as well as being right here in Tirtha Satcha Sundays with you by locating in spirit. Well, that's not difficult. Here come the birds. They love to hear the transmissions. And the wind stirs. And life is an experience. And I studied and loved Buddhism, still do. Deeply loving Buddhism. Deeply. Deeply loving the story of Jesus. And the elders of the tribes. So then I found myself in, and we are, those who fit in the category of not judging other people's ways, but seeing why they go that way. The benefit in going that way. And every way that I have gone has been a benefit. All that I have come across, I have shared with you. And therefore, I find myself as a mystic. If I have to have a title, I've said it before, it would be mystic. And to me, it means absorbing the actuality of truth within many pathways. Buddhism, Taoism, Christianity, eldership in the indigenous people, a mystic can see in all of it what is beneficial and the truth that the pathway is laying out. Non-dualism, Vedanta, Bhakti, all of it. There's not a fight or a judgment about that path or who is on it. Sometimes about how it's taught and sometimes about how the church is manipulative to the people. Political, manipulative, sometimes not taught well, not given to the memory well. But it always brings us back to that it's up to us, isn't it? And a mystic can depart from it all or bring it all in. Jesus pictures in your house, Buddha pictures in your house, little statues of everybody and everything. Really, that's the seed of a mystic. Everybody and everything. And though some situations we may find ourselves that they're manipulative or not delivered well to the memory, we still have no problem with their path because we know that that path is a path that people are traveling on to come within. Lot of influence of experiential truth. Then a mystic is born. I can receive from this, I can receive from that, I can see where this is going, that is going. How these two apparently different pathways merge within the person. It's wonderful, really, and truly. Everything in life participates, is in fact that truth with a capital T. A mystic is like the bowl that receives the waterfall in nature. Where it just flows down and then flows out. And I have to say, I cannot say that I am a Hindu or a Christian or a Buddhist or a Taoist or any particular way. However, each way that I have gone, thank God, I have gone with all of my heart and not looked for another way. And that other way was presented to me. And then I went. And it showed me God in the river, in the forest, in the trees, in the angels, in the people, in the devas, in the dakinis, in all of the entourage of divine, undividable. One pathway at a time, my view, one master at a time, and the true master is God, that within you that guides you perfectly. You can only serve that beingness of all that is. And your spiritual mentor or guru or master, friend, teacher, the only way to serve them is to be what you truly are. They're here to serve you. That's the beauty of the mentor, the teacher, the guru. Mm-hmm. To not stand between you and God, that's not possible. Being that God is the beat of your heart, is the color of your blood, is the breath, is the perception, is all that is. There's nothing or no one who can or should position themselves to stand between you and the truth that you are. And how do we serve God? We live in love. And in service to beautiful qualities that we have, integrity and honesty and doubtlessness, kindness, generosity, appreciation. Those qualities that live in us, and then we live them in life to live a really good life. And it does spin out in the imaginary, dreamlike nature of existence. It does spin out a good life. I was reading again this passage that Jesus said in the Gospel of Thomas, and let's take a look at it because it sent me into a state of wonder, which is a constant. And this is a focused wonder, which is also constant. Mm-hmm. The passage sent me into a very specific wonder, and I'll share that with you now. We'll have this. And answers are directives. Knowing is a directive to silence, experience, perception, guidance. Jesus said, if they ask you, I wonder who he's talking about, where do you come from? Tell them, we come from the light. The place where light came into being by itself, established itself, and appeared in their image. If they ask you, is it you? Then say, we are its children, and were chosen by our living Father. If they ask you, what is the sign of your Father in you? Then say, it's movement and rest. This is so profound and so beautiful, and I went back to, where do you come from? Tell them, we come from the light. And then I began to wonder, what is light? I experience light, but what is it? You can say it's a frequency, you can say it's a particle, you can say it's whatever that is, but really, what is it? So I went to the dictionary, which I oftentimes do, just to see what kind of definitions are there. I read some to you. Lightning, radiance, gleam, glitter, brilliance, glow, dazzle, shimmer, shining, iridation, luminescence, incandescence, fluorescence, phosphorescence, illuminating, effulgence, refulgence. And then it goes on, enlightenment, insight, revelation, discovery, understanding, awareness, expansion, instruction, learning, education, information, knowledge, edification. And it goes on and on and on. And it says that the antonym for light is ignorance. Light. I come from the light. Hmm. We are its children. We are the children of light. I take it to the molecule, to the effulgence of light being everywhere all of the time. What is it? It gives the possibility of perception, illumination, the light. I am the child of the light. I thought, this is really beautiful. We are chosen by our Father, and our Father must be light if we are light. Our Mother must be light if we are light. Being that we are light, our Father must be light, our Mother must be light. And when we leave this world, does the light that we have known on earth just diminish? Lightness, not carrying heaviness, and only love. Love is light. That's one definition that the dictionary did not elaborate. What is light? I do not know. Jesus said, that's where we come from. I'm just going to accept without knowing that what he said is valid and actual, and that the truth of that light is found within the heart and lived from there. And then this passage goes on to say, and I love this part, well, I love it all. We're chosen by our living Father. Light is alive. It's living. It's life itself. God is life, love. And another part of this passage that is so beautiful is that the light, the place where light came into being by itself, established itself. It's very much how I image God. Everything simply arises in perception. Like a dream in the night simply arises. And that arising is the brilliance, wisdom, creativity, not ignorance, of the light of being. Living Father, living Father. Father is living. Mother, Mother Goddess, Father God. Inseparable, not two, came into being by itself and appeared in their image. So the image that we have is filled with light. And to go there, to the lightness, to the brilliance, to the effulgence of love in the heart. And to let everything else that is not beneficial, that is heavy and weighty, is old energy dissipating in the light, disappearing, falling apart. And then this wonderful statement, there's so many beautiful passages that the great masters have left for the master within you, because the master is within you. The living Father is within you. You're breathing. The Mother, the generation of light, of truth within every being, within everything perceivable and imperceivable, like the angels. We're going to invite the angels. The entourage of divine is incredible. Multi uncountable beings, bodied and disembodied. The light, the sounds, the symphonies of the cosmos, just in the running of the river, just in the voice of the birds. And then the passage goes on, if they ask you, what is the sign of your Father in you, then say, it is movement and rest. The Buddhist illusion and emptiness. Mm-hmm. The illusion of life. And the illusion means it passes. It's here and gone, here and gone. And people don't get fascinated at and wonder enough to see how fast that goes, or if it even happens, that something comes and goes. Pretty amazing, really. Pretty amazing. So I leave that. I just leave that. Because I asked someone the other day, if you could catch 1 second and hold it, and then you'll see how fast. The past is the past. The presence, future, is always yet to come. What we have in actuality is the passing of the dream before us in time. Movement and the emptiness of rest. Inseparable, like God and the goddess, like the mother and the father, inseparable. Not two. I had to be very still about expecting to get an answer about light. All the dictionary definitions are accurate. And yet, the experience has no answer. It goes into silence. Indeed, it does. And there, we don't really know what is light. Where I come from, what is not ignorant. And remember, ignorant doesn't mean stupidity. Stupidity means something else. Ignorant means I have ignored the fundamental truth which I am, called the experience of life and love, and traded it in for confusion, comparison, doubt. I did not find out what light is. And yet I experience it, and it's all over the trees, and it's all over the river. And sometimes the light from the sun creates a silvery river, and sometimes it's different. It's just not silvery anymore. And the light of love. And remember this, a very beautiful statement, love has no demand. The love that we're speaking of, regardless of what it is, wipes everything off the table. There's nothing left, not a crumb. Completely clean, completely clear for this experience which is running through time, here and now. And we don't hold anything. As I was coming over to the cliff, Nenj and I were talking, and she had just been shoveling sheep manure into the garden. And she said she laughed because when you pick up the shovel full of manure, you don't hold it. You put it down, you put it where it belongs. She said it was really funny, and I think so too. Life gives examples all of the time. Guidances, pointers, all of the time. I bring up now Nisargadatta's point about when I am love, I am all things. which can be imagined and not imagined. I add that. And when I am wisdom, I am no thing. Because I am all things, I add that. And we come back to the mystic who is quite aware of the totality of all things, not even the non-duality, but the totality of all things, where nothing has to be sewn up, no cracks have to be filled, and there is no gap anywhere. We see it. We experience it. We know it. And then the knowing dissolves into being. And we are aware that the devas, all of the gods of Hinduism, 365 million names of God in India, every little atom, every little molecule, every gargantuous galaxy is full of potential. And we can, and we do, we invite the angels in. Are there really angels? We'll see. Let us see. There's a spirit in the light that we come from. And it fragments into countless beings. And we understand, we know, we see, we experience, we are totality which has no parts. Differences, yes. Parts, no. Always total. We come from the light. What is the light? The living Father. The goddess mother Earth, who gives everything, like goddess Lakshmi, gives everything to us. If only we see that she's the giver. Earth is the giver. The mystic can step in anywhere that the mystic is invited. We don't trample on other people's pathways. We wait and see if we're invited. And when we're invited, we hear the stories of other cultures and pathways. And we see, it always comes back to the heart of the person. The wisdom within every person. Person means mask. Let's say every being. Being doesn't have a mask. Being just is, like the light that established itself all by itself. God, the totality of all that is, and is all that is, has established itself, just appeared. Simply appeared as life. And beyond the body and the name life, life is eternal, immortal, and true. Doesn't always have to be on Earth. Our Earth experience is to bring us into ourselves so deeply that we cannot deny truth in all things, without measure, without question. I come from the light. Okay. Do I understand it? Not at all. Do I accept it? I don't deny it. I don't doubt it. I don't know. And yet here I am being. I am. Is the light. What is I am? I cannot say, and yet I am. So we don't really look for answers in a way of knowing. We look for answers in a direction to our inner experience. Because at some time, one will come to be aware, light, that there is no such thing as an inner or outer world. It's all being. Period. And how do I know that God is? Because I am movement and rest. I am being, movement and rest. And I will just stay at I am. Let's just stay there, because every element of love and wisdom, total beingness, great spirit, wind, birds, are I am. It's totally impersonal, totally. What you say after I am becomes personal. Yet I am is totally impersonal. Being, simply being. Namaste.